Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome to the Scythe Podcast. I am your host, Sin. On this show, we talk about everything from love, sex, to relationships, to racism, colorism, social injustice, and politics. But on this episode, we are going to talk about relationships. The title of this episode is Are Relationships Overrated? I'm alone on this episode. It's just me. It's me and you. It's real personal because, you know, I feel like we fam. I feel like we close. I feel like we good. You know what I mean? I feel like I know you guys. I feel like y'all know me. So let's just start this off with the Q&A. Let's just get this going. So the first question is, how long should you wait before getting into a relationship? Now, I feel like this can go a couple of different ways. How long should you wait? I don't think you should be getting into a relationship in about a week. You know, you remember when we used to be on Facebook and you would see somebody, you know, comment on some of their pictures, post something on their wall, and the next thing you know, boom, y'all in a relationship. It should not be expedited in that way. I think that you should give yourself the proper amount of time to get to know someone. How long is that? You know, that depends on you. That's personal. I feel like I can't know someone in a short amount of time. And a short amount of time for me is like 3 months. I don't know you in 3 months. I don't even know you in 6 months. I'm just now getting to know you in a year, to me. But then there are others who feel different. I mean, maybe you have had different experiences. Sometimes people just know. So how long should you wait to be in a relationship? Wait until it feels right. Don't rush it. There's no rush. I mean, we are young. And if you're listening and you don't consider yourself young, well, listen, take your time, all right? You could die tomorrow, yes, but also a bad relationship is just fucking horrible. Just don't do it, man. Don't do it. What are you rushing for, all right? Love yourself. I'm going too hard. Second question. What is a relationship really these days? What is a relationship really these days? It's whatever you want it to be, sweetheart. A relationship is whatever you want it to be these days. I feel like we all have a little bit of a definition of relationship because there's so many different types. You know what I mean? There's polygamy, okay? You can be in a relationship with two or three people. You know, these days, four people. If you want, you live your best life. You can do what you want, okay? There's an open relationship. There's different forms. There's monogamous, you know, polygamous. You know, I don't know. Are there more than that? I'm not sure. I don't know any other words besides that. I think a relationship is just you building a bond and a connection with people or a person, excuse me, whatever you like. I don't know what you're into. Deciding that, you know, you're going to, that's your partner. Like, that's your person. You're the person I'm going to build and I'm going to grow with. And I'm going to, you know, have your back regardless of any and everything. A relationship just involves love, I'd hope. You know, if not in the beginning, then eventually. I don't know what a relationship is. To me, a relationship is me feeling like I can't, you know, be without you. You know, you're my partner. I love you. And, you know, I got your back regardless. I feel like I support you in every way. And I'd want you to support me. It is a best friend. It's a lover. It's everything that you would want in a person that you're going to be with for a long period of time in one. You know what I mean? And a relationship is built off of a lot of different things. But what is a relationship these days? It's whatever you want it to be. Okay, you can do whatever your little heart desires, man. If you want to be in a relationship with a door, Who am I to tell you no? Do you remember? It was a man. I don't know what show it was, but I saw a show one time where a guy was in a relationship with his car. He was madly in love with that car. I mean, seriously, had sex with it and everything. So a relationship is whatever you want it to be. I promise you guys, I will find the name of that show and I will post the link somewhere. Okay. Question number three. And for this question, it's kind of cool because I asked my Instagram followers or my people. I asked you guys. I asked my fam because we fam, we friends, right? I asked you guys to answer this, to give me some feedback, to help me answer the question. So this is kind of like, I guess, my own question that I put in here. But it's, what are some of your relationship deal breakers? Mine personally is lying. Whatever you do, do not lie to me. Don't lie to me. Like, what are you lying for?
Why the fuck
what are we
you
lying?
Lying?
Because the thing is, I'm
why you
so
always
unapologetically
lying?
Honest.
Oh my God. Stop
I try to
lying.
Be. What are we lying for? Because the thing is, I'm so unapologetically honest. I try to be in everything that I do. And I'm so understanding. Like, I'm so understanding. I feel like people don't even understand how understanding I am. No matter, you know, there's nothing you can tell me that I haven't heard before. Seriously, if you don't want to be here, please just go. If I'm making you uncomfortable, please tell me. If I'm doing something wrong, let me know. Don't distance yourself. And if you out with somebody that I don't like, you're better off just telling me and not letting me find out, because then I'm going to be livid. Okay, we don't do liars over here, all right? That's just me. So the first answer that I got was being too needy. Being too needy, I get that. Like, personally, I'm a creator, you know? I'm a creative. I need my space. I can't have someone all up on me. So you being too needy is going to make me feel like you don't have anything going for yourself, or maybe you need, I don't know. Do you have friends? Like, why are you so needy? Like, if I feel like if I have my grind and you have your grind, then you shouldn't even really be up my ass like that. Like, there's no reason. Like, come on now. That's not even, it's cute sometimes, but 24/7, it's not cute. It's not cute. You know, I can't say 24/7 without singing that song. Am I the only one? I'm the only one? Okay, fuck y'all too. Second answer was dishonesty, which is pretty much what I just said. We don't do liars over here. We don't do them, all right? We don't do y'all. I mean, sometimes we do y'all, but we don't date y'all, okay? Because liars be having the best, you know? Yeah, man, you ever... you ever been lied to, but the sex was so good you stayed? Yeah. Liars got a thing for that. Third answer. What does this say? It says lying and abuse, whether emotional, mental, or physical. Oh my gosh. No, come on now. So I, this hit close to home because I have witnessed abuse, both, you know, verbal, emotional, physical, you know, mental, all that. I've partially experienced it in one of my past relationships. And, you know, there's a certain manipulation that comes with abuse. And I don't feel like not all of us are immune to it. Some people... You know, I mean, maybe no one's immune to it. Everybody's dumb for someone. You ever heard that saying? Everybody's dumb for someone. You know, it takes a special type of person to be strong enough to recognize that someone is taking advantage of you and to leave. So, yeah, no, that's a deal breaker right there. Emotionally, not like, what are you doing? Are you putting me down? Are you not allowing me to feel what I need to feel? If I tell you something that makes me uncomfortable, are you making me feel guilty for it? Does my happiness bother you? Does my sadness bother you? And are you making me feel bad for feeling things? Like, are you serious? You said, like, physical, I've never been through that. I've witnessed it, though, and it's horrific. It's horrible. If anybody is going through any sort of physical abuse, please remind yourself that you do not deserve that shit. Okay? There is no excuse for physical abuse ever. And especially, you know what? Let me take a second, because especially with gay people, hey, let me talk to y'all, the little community out there. Let me talk to y'all, and I mean it. I mean it. Okay, let me talk to y'all. Lesbians, femmes, studs, stems, non-binaries, no labels, all of y'all. It is not okay to hit your girl. It's not okay to hit your partner in general, but I'm specifically speaking to lesbians. I get it. We are both women. But once you decide to date someone, you need to hold that person at a higher degree to the point where you would never put your hands on them. I know couples that have literally gotten into fist fights and they think it's okay because they made up at the end of it. That's not okay. That's still physical abuse. It doesn't matter if you are the same sex and you think the fight is fair. It's not fair. Okay? It's not okay. All right, y'all need to chill the fuck out, because I swear to God, if one of y'all ever hit me, listen, I'm not saying that I'm going to let you hit me, but I'm going to show hit you back, and no, we are not together after that, all right? Let's get that straight right there. Number four, cheating. All right, like six of y'all said cheating was a deal breaker for you guys, and I get that. Like, I totally get it, but also no. For me, I can't say that a cheating is a deal breaker for me, because I've cheated before. Yeah, I don't have a problem saying it. I did it. It's in the past. I've forgiven myself for it. The people that I did it to forgave me. I've made my peace with it. Like, no one's going to make me feel guilty about, you know, the fact that I've cheated, because I've already felt guilty. I've felt the feelings. I have cheated before and then wanted to be taken back. I've cheated before and recognized it as a mistake. So what kind of cheating is it? You know what I mean? What kind, is it a continuous cheating? Like, did you catch them and they said they wouldn't do it again and then they did it again? You know, do they have an actual side chick? You know, what type of cheating is it? Was it a drunken night type thing? You know, and was it physical cheating? Was it emotional cheating? Did they just text someone? Like, there are levels to cheating. For me, now I know there are some women and men out there who are gonna be like, nah, cheating is cheating. But see, I don't know. Cheating, I'm iffy. I'm on the fence. It's not necessarily a deal breaker, but it's definitely going to break the trust. It's definitely going to break the trust, but it doesn't mean that the trust can't be rebuilt. You just move at your own pace. I don't feel like we should judge anybody, you know, for taking back a cheater. Because you don't know what's going on. The love is there. Okay. There are people that have cheated and then never did it again. All right. But, you know, to each his own. No judgment. I'm just saying, think about it. Number five, lack of communication. Lack of communication. And then in parentheses, she said, you gotta fucking go. Nah, samesies though. Samesies. Lack of communication. First of all, I talk a lot. It's obvious. I literally have a whole show dedicated to me speaking. I speak a lot. I like to communicate. I want us to know what's going on. The more we communicate, the less arguments. The more we speak, the less I'm going to yell at your ass and vice versa. Because how many arguments happen because one person just didn't tell their partner like a little bit of information that probably could have saved the day? You know, how many times have you been in an argument? You didn't have to be there if you had just said something. Like, it wasn't that serious, but now it is because you chose to keep that information to yourself. You know, just, I don't know. Communication is king. I can deal. A sixth answer is cheating. Somebody said cheating again. a lack of ambition, lack of accountability, and lack of comprehension. Damn, sis. Okay, she said, look, talk to me nice. Don't talk to me twice. Period. I heard you. Okay. Cheating, already said my little piece on that. Lack of ambition. O-M to the G. Nah, for say it again for the people in the back, like O-M to the G. Say it again for the people in the back. Lack of ambition. First of all, it is such a turn on to see someone on their grind. Have you ever seen someone really, and I don't mean, okay, this is my thing. When I think of ambition, I'm not thinking about you having a job so you can pay your bills and you picking up an extra shift. You know, that's not what I'm thinking about as ambitious. That's you being an adult, sweetheart. You don't get brownie points for doing what you're supposed to do. You don't get brownie points for paying your bills. Sorry, you're supposed to pay your bills. That's why they're bills. They're there to be paid, okay? Even if you got to pay them late, pay them. I'm not going to give you any type of credit because you pay your bills. No, I mean a grind. Me personally, I'm a career person. I want somebody with a career. And now that could be, you know, career is a number of things, you know, like it's 2019. Okay. A career could be anything. Okay. People make a career out of YouTube, but do you realize how much work that they have to put into recording, to editing, to getting the lighting, to coming up with topic ideas, to actually promoting themselves, to market themselves? There's so much. That is a grind. That is a grind. If you're out here, you're an entrepreneur, you're building your own brand, you're building your own label, you're making a name for yourself, that's ambitious to me, okay? That is just going to turn me on. I'm never going to leave you alone. I don't even care if you're out all day if I know you out there working, okay? Lack of accountability. For real. No. For real, lack of accountability. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Okay, and if you're right, you're right. But I'm still right too. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Say you're wrong. Okay, no. And a lack of get your words together. A lack of comprehension. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by a lack of comprehension? Are you saying they lack intellectuality? Because if that's the case, you shouldn't have been there in the first place. Like, I know who asked this or who answered this question. Like, you are the biggest nerd I've ever met. Not really, but you're one of them. And if intellectuality is your problem, then I don't understand how they made it past the first date. Lack of comprehension. What do you mean? I don't get that. Okay, I'm going to agree with you, but not really, because I don't really get what you mean by that. Seventh one, I only chose a few. I'm not reading all of them. It was a lot of answers. Seventh one was being a broke bitch. Being a broke bitch. A relationship deal breaker. Being a broke... What kind of broke are you? I just feel like I don't want to judge. Like, what kind of broke are you? Are you broke because... Are you broke because you don't have a job? Is it unemployment? And why are you unemployed? Like, are you currently looking and then you happen to be broke? Or are you broke because you have a job and you just don't know how to manage your money? But even then, I don't know if that's a deal breaker for me. Not necessarily. Like, of course, I want someone to travel with. I want someone to be on a money grind with me so that we can go out. I don't have a problem paying when I go out, but I don't always. I mean, like, it'd be nice for you to take me out, or it'd be nice to know that you can take care of your goddamn self. So, yeah, I don't want you to be broke, but I mean, I'm broke right now. So what's your definition of broke, to be honest with you? What's your definition of broke? Because I could call myself broke right now, okay? My bank account be laughing at me sometimes, and I laugh with it because whole joke. I'm gassing. Not really. I'm about to make a GoFundMe. Not really. Maybe. I don't know. Would you donate? Never mind. Don't worry about it. Number eight. Last one. Wanting to be out, thoughting I'm a house dude, so I need that same energy. So you don't like a girl that... You don't like no outside bitch. I like a homebody. Okay. That's what I'm saying. You like a little homebody because you're a homebody. I understand that. That's not a deal breaker for me because I've dated someone. Well, see, I can flip that because, see, I'm not. I go through phases of being a homebody and also being extremely extroverted and outgoing and wanting to be very active. Like sometimes it lasts for months. And, you know, sometimes it lasts for a couple of weeks where, like, I just don't want to be out. But then most of the time I do. So it's like, is she out because, you know, she's an active person and maybe you are not in that way? And that's just her personality trait. Or is she out here partying every night and you're at home and she doesn't care that you're out or that you're not out with her? Like, that's circumstantial to me. But, you know, no judgment. You like a homebody. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. But, all right, no. So, we're going to go back to the questions because I have one more question to answer before I give my own points. And we really get into the nitty-gritty of the actual topic of the episode. Well, the fourth one is, how do I get out of a relationship? No, you didn't. How do I get out of a... Say bye. Bye, bye. Just leave. What do you mean? How do you get... How long have y'all been together? That's the first question. You didn't even give me enough information for me to be able to answer that. Is it a long relationship? Like, is it long term? Have you been with them for years? If you've been with them for years, you owe them an explanation. I mean, you owe them an explanation regardless, but if you've been with them for years, you probably owe them an extensive explanation, whether it's, you know, you're not really feeling it anymore, which is, it happens. That's completely okay. You know, sometimes you outgrow people or sometimes you just want to be single, but, you know, usually when you want to be single, it means you want to be a thought, but no judgment passed out loud. I'll keep it in my head. Tell them, text them. No, joking. Like, send them a text. Like, yo, I'm out. It's been fun. Dot, dot, dot. I'll be over later to get my stuff. Send sad face emoji, broken heart. You could do that. I don't think that it would work that well, and you might get beat up afterwards, but at the same time, I'm single, so you probably shouldn't be getting advice from me on how to get out of a relationship, because the last one I was in, and it didn't end. I mean, it didn't end bad, but it didn't end well, so I'm going to leave that right there. We're going to put a pin on that, and we're going to come back to that one day. All right, so we're going to take a little quick break and go over into the next part of the episode where I talk a lot of shit. All right, so I'm gonna give my own points. Are relationships overrated? I thought about this as a topic idea because I feel like I've been having a lot of conversations with both people who are in relationships and people who are not in relationships, and some of the people who are, you know, not in relationships, the single people are just like, I don't even understand why people are still doing relationships right now. At this point in life, like, relationships, you don't even need it. You could just chill with somebody, you know, you could do like Wale, keep it on a need to know. You don't need a relationship, like, build yourself, build your life, which is completely true. Like, that's okay, but I don't feel like they're overrated. I don't. What I do think is... All right, so I'm going to give my own points. Are relationships overrated? I thought about this as a topic idea because I feel like I've been having a lot of conversations with both people who are in relationships and people who are not in relationships, and some of the people who are, you know, not in relationships, the single people are just like, I don't even understand why people are still doing relationships right now. at this point in life, like, relationships, you don't even need it. You could just chill with somebody. You know, you could do, like, Wale, keep it on a need to know. You don't need a relationship. Like, build yourself, build your life, which is completely true. Like, that's okay. But I don't feel like they're overrated. I don't. What I do think is you shouldn't be in a relationship if you are not ready for one emotionally. Like, if you're not ready for one, don't do it. Like, don't lie and, you know, tell yourself that you're ready for a relationship because you feel like you've been, you know, by yourself too long. Don't get into a relationship because you're lonely. I guess that's what I'm really trying to say. Don't get lonely and then decide, okay, maybe it's time for me to start to build something with somebody. Don't use it as an excuse. Because how else do people get into relationships? Like, usually you're like, I realize I want to be with someone. But if you're not emotionally ready, like, don't get into a relationship if you're not emotionally available for one. You realize how much work a relationship is? Like, it's not work, but it is, because you are exerting some sort of energy. That's an energy exchange with someone on a daily basis. You're going to get old of it. You're going to get tired of it really quick, sis, if you don't really want to be there. Okay. And sir. I say sis a lot, but I'm talking to the men out there too. Okay. I'm talking to the bros. We fam. We friends, right? I'm talking to y'all too. Don't go out here dating these girls because you want somebody to hold you down while you out here being a thought. Don't do that. Okay, don't do that. You're the reason why people are asking me if fucking relationships are overrated. Don't do that dumb shit. We don't like that. We don't like liars. We don't. And also, relationships are not overrated if you know how to be in one. Like, our generation, okay, right now, what, we have Generation X coming up, right? Or, you know, they're here, they're growing up. Generation X is growing up. And the millennials, we didn't really set that good of an example for them when it comes to relationships. We didn't. Let's not lie. Y'all don't know how to be in a relationship. You just don't. Because I feel like our definition of being a good partner has been... It's been a little diluted, okay? Your standards aren't that high. You think because you don't cheat, you don't really bother them like that, that you're a good partner. No, you still probably ain't shit. Are you supportive? Are you nagging? Is there intimacy? Are you making them feel like they matter, like they have some sort of worth? Are you there for them? Are you not only their lover, but their best friend? Who are you what do you bring to the relationship? Are you helping them grow as a person? Because essentially a relationship is you both growing together and becoming one, but you still have your own individual lives. So are you helping them in any way? Like, of course they're overrated if you're not doing it right. If you're not doing it right and you're getting into a relationship and then, you know, you're out of one in the next couple of months and then you're back into one, you're not doing it right. So, of course, you don't like it, weirdo. Go sit down somewhere. Matter of fact, you need a timeout. Go sit down. We all have that one friend. We all have that one friend. And for a minute, I was that one friend. So it's okay. I can talk shit. I can say this. I was that one friend for a very long time. We all have that one friend that is a serial monogamist. A serial monogamist. Yes. And for those of you who don't know what the fuck that is, it means you are constantly in relationship after relationship after relationship. You just love to love, don't you, sis? Your big heart. You just love to sit your ass down in a corner somewhere and learn to be in a relationship with yourself, okay? Serial monogamy. First of all, why are you in all these relationships? Why are they not working? Okay, I remember, you know, for me personally, I was a serial monogamist mainly because I was afraid of being alone. I was afraid of being alone. I grew up as an only child. I have siblings, but they're on my dad's side, and I grew up with my mom. And I was afraid of being alone because I felt like I was alone my whole life. I always felt like in order to have interactions, I had to make friends. Okay, so I tried too hard being young. And then finally I grew into myself, and so I made friends. Cool, I'm a likable person. Boom, you got friends. But now the friends aren't enough because you get horny, right? Yeah. And now in our generation, we grew up right when YouTube couples became a thing. Like, the millennials are the YouTube couples now. We watch YouTube couples like they're TV. And so now, not only was I lonely, right? Not only was I horny, I'm sitting here watching video after video after video of these people in these happy relationships, or seemingly happy relationships, because I don't know what y'all are doing once you turn off that camera. It could all be a lie. Chris No Queen, I don't know. Like, it could all be a lie. But either way, like, they look like they had ideal, healthy relationships with me, which made me want to be in a relationship, because I'm like, I could do that. You know, I could see myself doing that. I could do that with someone. I could build with someone, build a life. Do you know how safe and secure it feels to be in a happy relationship? I've been in happy relationships. And, like, you know, that honeymoon phase is the best part. No Daniel Caesar. Okay? Like, you're the best part of me. And I like that. And so then I was just dating anybody. I was just dating anybody. And I'm not bashing any of my exes. All of my exes are beautiful. They're wonderful women and men. I've dated men too. And all of them were amazing people. All of them, for the most part, were amazing people. Right? But there are some people that I dated just for the fuck of it. I did it for fun. There were some people that I dated that I knew I wasn't ready for, and I wasn't honest with myself about that in the beginning, because I had convinced myself that I was so much more mature than I actually was, that I started to believe it, and in turn I ended up doing childish shit. And the thing is, I had put a face on for so long for my partner, thinking that, like, I'm mature enough for this relationship. And so when I do this, just this childish shit, they're looking at me like, well, who's the person that I started dating? And me, being an unapologetic, dumb little fuck boy that I was, I would be like, well, you know, you knew who I was when you started dating me. No, I'm not justifying my actions and everything like that. But also at the same time, like, I'm childish, but I know I am. But what are you? Like, I know I am, but what are you? Because you're dating me. So what does that make you? And that was my mindset. And I genuinely believed that. Like, when I cheated, I felt like it was someone else's fault. You know, like, you guys drove me to it. Like, you made me cheat. Like, no one made you do anything. You could have just left the relationship. No one made you cheat, sis. But I hadn't convinced myself of that. But I loved, you know, I would like someone and then just turn around and start dating them. Especially if they were cute. Especially if they were cute. You look good. Like, you look good. You make me look good. You look blessed. Okay, I want to keep you around. Put you in my pocket. But either way, I didn't know how to be in a relationship, and so my relationships failed. Point blank, period. So after all of that, I could have been like, yeah, relationships are overrated. No, it's not that they're overrated. I'm overrated, okay? I was giving myself too much credit where credit was not due, and I had some growing up to do. I'm still growing up, and that's why I'm still single, bingo, pringle. Along with that, just the generation makes it hard to be in a relationship, because all we do is Netflix and chill. Okay, all we do is Netflix and chill. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, your promiscuity is on you. Please do as you wish. Do as you please. Make yourself happy. But are you the only one that knows that you're out here just to make yourself happy? If you're going to be selfish about the way that you interact with people, please be honest with them from the jump. That's when people start to get upset. You know, that's when you start to hurt people, and then you're wondering why you're hurting people's feelings when you all along knew that you had no intent of going any farther than the nut that you busted. But you had convinced them that through all of the boo loving, all of the phone calls, all of the emojis, the text messages, the cuddling maybe after you were done, they are building some sort of foundation for what never will be. And that's not fair. So, you know, a lack of, I guess, back to the earlier responses, a lack of communication is really what causes the ripple in a lot of relationships, because there's always someone that is on one page and maybe you're in another book. Okay, I can't be on chapter one when you're still in the prologue. Okay, like I can't be on my way to your house when you haven't woken up yet. I can't, you know, wipe my ass before I shit. You know, there's just some things you can't do. So you can't expect someone to be on your page if you never told them what page you were on. You're messing it up. You're doing it wrong. And then don't, you know, and there's another thing. Because we have so many situations where people, they know they don't want to be in a relationship, but they also don't want to lose the person that they're dealing with. And so they end up dating them anyway, and then they end up doing them wrong, or they end up leaving the relationship prematurely. And now you've wasted that person's time. Like, I'm Selfish, the song. Do you know how messed up that song is? It's the biggest fuckboy song in the world. I'm selfish. I want you all to myself. I swear you don't need nobody else. I swear. Like, now that I'm here, I'm not playing games with you. Like, the whole song is about him basically saying, like, I want you to want me and only be with me, but I'm about to be out here and be a thought. If you are going to do that, play that song the first date so that they know. Okay? Play that song, and then, I mean, go hard. Go real hard. Okay? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being on a date with somebody and then they just start playing Selfish and going hard and looking at you while they're doing it? They're like, I'm selfish. Mm. And they're going hard. I'm getting out of the car. I'm getting out of the car. The date is over. We're done here. Delete. Mm-mm. Eject. Exit. No. Remove yourself from the situation, because no, we are not doing that here. That has no home here. What are you saying? All right. So now we're getting towards the end. I know we're having a good time, but the last thing that I kind of want to touch on is the segment, Shut the Fuck Up. Shut the fuck up and speak the fuck up. A little bit of both. So I just want to touch on a few things before we go, because, you know, I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Like I said, this is not just a show. This is a movement. It is a call to action. So for the people that want a relationship, before giving yourself to someone, take serious consideration of their actions. Observe them to see if they mean it, to see if they really want this just as bad as you do. Do not allow yourself to become blind with your own infatuation of someone or someone's potential. Don't fall for someone's potential, fall for someone's actual. Okay. Maya Angelou said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. If he or she has shown you that they are not ready, believe them until proven otherwise. Right? Cool. Another thing, if you want a situationship, make that clear from the jump. Relationships are not overrated, but if you're not looking for one, please make that known so that we don't get our feelings hurt, so that sis doesn't try to key your car, so that he doesn't try and choke you, okay? Like, what are you doing? And last but not least, relationships... maybe you need to be single. There is nothing wrong with taking a break from relationships because you need to be on your own. Okay, alone time can be the most lucrative thing to your energy. Okay? Protect your energy and make sure that you have it solidified. Make sure that your confidence is there. Make sure that you are happy. Put yourself on your grind. Figure out what you're doing with your life, okay? Love yourself so much to the point where you decide, you know what? I'm so dope. I want to share this with someone. Do not take anything for granted, not even your alone time, whether you are a male or a female, okay? That's what I'm talking about. Well, guys, it's been dope. It's been real. Please know that if you ever, ever, ever want me to consider one of your topic ideas, or if you ever want me to answer a question for one of my Q&As, you can follow me on Instagram at The Scythe Podcast, right? Follow me on Instagram at The Scythe Podcast and send me a DM. Okay, or email me for anything if you guys need something. And also be sure to look on my story because sometimes I ask questions and you never know. I just might feature you. Okay, you never know. I just might shout you out. I just might say something about you. But once again, I'm your host, Kingston, and I will see you guys on the next episode of The Culture You Protect here. Bye, fam.